listeners, and thank you for tuning in to the R.G. Hardy broadcast today as we declare to all, souls are crying, men are dying, but together we can and indeed are compelled to win the lost. I believe you will be greatly blessed and spiritually informed by today's message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation, which the Lord gave to me recently in a time of inspirational study. The six pillars are equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, you don't want to miss one, so I'll be back to tell you how you can order our message, Six Pillars of Man's Creation. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Now, it's almost 12 o'clock already, saints, and I got a message burning in my belly. I've worked on this all week, and I feel like if I could take hours to receive it from the Lord, you can take a couple hours today to receive it. Amen? So we're going to get right into the Word of God. Let's go to Psalm 11, and we'll read verses 1 through 4. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? And what the psalmist is asking here, he's saying, where are we going to flee? Why are we going to run to the mountain like a bird in the time of trouble? We are those who trust in God. We're the righteous. Verse 2, for lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string that they may privily or privately shoot at the upright in heart. Let me tell you something. If you don't know it, let me clue you in. The righteous are under attack. Verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The foundations of righteousness in our land are being destroyed. And I want to know, what are we going to do about it? Verse 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. God is looking down to see what are we going to do about the erosion of the foundations of righteousness. He wants to know what we're going to do about it. And this is the thought I want you to take away from this is verse 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now we're going to talk this morning about the foundation of man's creation. And we're going to talk about the six pillars, because how many know a foundation has got to have something to sit upon? Amen. They dig in the ground and they pour what they call cement footers, and then they build the foundation upon it. God has his footers or his pillars that he built the foundation of man on, and that was what we're going to talk about. Because the very first unit of divine structure on this earth that God created was the family. Amen? Amen? And the family is under great attack on many fronts. Before there was a global community like we know it today. I mean, today, truly, we live in a global community. It all started with air travel back in the 50s when you could start flying overseas. And then it went from there to satellite. My goodness, when we could watch things live from one side of the earth to the other side of the earth at the same time. And then with the introduction of this superhighway, the superhighway of information, the internet, and then today with such phenomena as Facebook and YouTube and on, truly we're in a global community. But before there was such a thing, before there were national and cultural entities and nations with their unique languages and their unique cultures, even before there was a spiritual kingdom on this earth, there was a family. Before God created Israel as a nation, and even in the new covenant, before God created the church, the body of Jesus Christ, there was a family. The nation of Israel began with one single family. One family. Abraham, one man, chose one son of Abraham's, Isaac. God chose one of his sons, his twin sons, Esau and Jacob. Esau should have been the one to get the birthright, but he thought the things of God were profane. He thought fleshly things were more important than spiritual, and he sold his birthright. So God chose Jacob, because even though Jacob went about it the wrong way, he wanted the blessing. And God chose Jacob and gave him 12 sons. And one of those sons was the victim of the other brothers, who were jealous of him, hated him. They sold him into bondage, and he ended up going down to Egypt. But God works all things for good, Joseph said. He's the first one who said that. Before Paul said it, Joseph said it. And he said, God did all of this to do much good, to save many people. And so what happened, the whole story, we'll just rush ahead. Joseph went from the prison to being prime minister. And then when the famine came, Jacob had to send the sons to go down to Egypt. The only place there was food. And God united that family. And Pharaoh said, get your daddy and get your 11 brothers and their wives and all their family and bring them down here, and I'm going to treat them good. And the Bible says they went down to Egypt, 70 souls. One family of 70 people went to Egypt, but when they came out, they were at least 2 million and some think 3 million people. God began with a family, amen? And he gave them a very unique covenant when he brought them out. And the covenant and the laws that God gave to them were primarily crafted to protect the integrity of the family. To protect the integrity of the family and of their 12 tribes. Because if the 12 tribes thrived, each tribe, each family, the nation would thrive. And the family is the underlying structure of any nation, the United States or any nation. No matter what their cultural system or belief system is, it's the family that's the underlying structure. Now let's speed ahead to the new covenant. And God began a family in the new covenant. And he sent his only begotten son to the earth wrapped in human flesh. He dwelt amongst us. But God sent him to a virgin girl named Mary. And he did not want her to raise him alone. He did not want Mary to raise Jesus alone as a single mother. Amen? He wanted his son to be raised in a family. And so he told Joseph, don't be afraid to marry her. Marry her and be a father to this son. Amen? And he wanted him to know what it was like to have an earthly father. Jesus came to experience the human experience totally. He laid aside deity. He laid aside the properties of God, and he came to be a human. And God wanted him to be in the family just like he designed it to be. He wanted Joseph to teach him the ways of a man. His Holy Spirit would teach him the ways of God. But he wanted an earthly father to teach him how it is to be a man on earth. He wanted him to train him in an occupation. Let me tell you something. Jesus didn't spend his young life and his teenage years laying around playing video games. He didn't spend his young life because he didn't start ministry to age 30. Do you think he laid around till age 30 doing nothing, waiting for the ministry to come, waiting for the anointing, waiting for the call, waiting for the phone to ring? No. He was a carpenter's son. Before he was a rabbi, before he was a teacher, before he was a preacher, before he was a healer, a miracle worker, he had a job. He worked in his father's carpenter shop. And I've already told you, well, I'll just lightly, when we come to it again, I'll just lightly pass it by, because I'm telling you, that's one of the pillars of the family. Amen? And God instituted 6 pillars of the family. Jesus had a true family. Mary went on to have children with Joseph. 4 sons. Their names are in the Bible. And we know that he had at least 3, a minimum of 3 sisters. Their names are not given, but someone said to him, and all your sisters are here. If he had one, they would have said, your sister is here. If he had 2, they would have said, both of your sisters are here. But said, all your sisters are here, so he had at least 3. He grew up in a family, amen? And he was introduced into a human family before God sent him out to be the Messiah to seek and save the lost sheep of Israel. And when God did send him out to begin his Messiahship, what did Jesus do? He got himself another family. He said, I want you and you. Hey, James. Hey, John. Drop your nets. Come follow me. Hey, Peter, come follow me. Hey, Matthew, you don't want to be a tax collector, do you really? Why don't you come follow me? Amen? And he not only had 12 male disciples, he had women following him. We don't really get to see about it till at the very end, when he dies and is crucified, because that's the women who came. But they've been traveling with him all along. And some of those women had money. They were from families with money, and they helped to support the disciples and Jesus. He chose a family. God does everything with the family. One time he was preaching and teaching, and somebody came to him and said, Jesus, your mother and your brethren and your sisters are outside. They want to talk to you. And you know what Jesus did? He said, who is my mother? Who is my brothers? Who are my sisters? And then he turned and pointed to his disciples. He said, see them? This is my brother and my sister and my mother. Because everything he did in the context of a family. And just as the family is the underlying structure of the earthly kingdoms, the family is the underlying structure of the kingdom of God on earth. The first thing Jesus did was he said, you must be born again. You got to get born into this family. Amen. This is what the kingdom of God is. It's a family. And you got to get, just like you had to get born into your natural family, you got to get born into the spiritual family. I'm not going to go that way. That would be a great salvation message, but I'm not going that way because God's taken me another way today, so I'm not going to park there. But you understand, you got to be born into this family. He said, even as that which is natural and earthly, so is that which is spiritual. So God wanted a family. And God created man on day 6, and he gave him 6 pillars.
Amen. Friends, I hope you are being spiritually intrigued and enlightened by our message, 6 Pillars of Man's Creation. Not only that, but I pray that you are being stirred in your heart to take a stand against the tide of immorality and biblical revisionism that are undermining the very truths our nation is founded on. The Word declares, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And the Scripture pointedly asks, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In this groundbreaking message, you will understand that God ordained the family to be the foundation for human stability and happiness. Even Jesus was raised in a family. But today, the so-called modern family has replaced the biblical design God intended, and Satan continues to relentlessly attack the family on many fronts. God created man on the 6th day, and the Genesis creation account defines 6 pillars which uphold and secure the family structure. Each of these provides a divine blessing, and the whole constitutes God's perfect plan for men and women. Equality, dominion, fertility, monogamy, heterosexuality, and occupation. Now, if you missed one of these, you can order the entire message on CD for a love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Request offer SK161. That's offer SK161. Our mailing address is R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203, or you may go online at www.rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Again, the order number is SK161 for today's message, 6 Pillars of Man's Creation, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.